Yesterday we discussed a little bit the kasha that the Bnei Yeshua quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. Why was it necessary for the whole Nes Chanukah? If the din is that a korban shezman kavua is korev in a state of tumah, so you have to be madlik the menorah every day. If it's over yom abot l'korban, if you don't madlik the menorah today, you miss the mitzvah. Can't do it tomorrow. So that's a korban shezman kavua. But the din is that you can do the hakrovat korban even in a state of tumah. So what do you need the miracle for? So we said about the Bnei Yeshua's teretz, the Shol Mahadrin, the Haris Chibosim, Shol Nisroel, and so on. So we mentioned that some of the Rishainim and a lot of Achrainim came up with a teretz that the only time we allow Hakrovas Karbonis in a state of Tumah is if it's Manu Kavua, if you're Mukhiv to do at that Zman. So if you would have had a menorah that had already been Nischanech, then you're Mukhiv to be Madlik menorah every night. But here, they had to make a new menorah, the Gemara said. They had to make a new mezbech, they had to make a new menorah. So they had to be mechanach the new menorah. So the zman to be mechanach the new menorah, there is no zman kavua for that. If you have a menorah that's already nischancho, then you mechuyev every day to be madlik. But if it's adayin lo nischanech, and the first hadlok is the chinuch, avidosam and chanchosam, that's how the Gemara says, kol hakelim shosam moshe, v'shichosam mekat shosam. Days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Meshicha B'Shem and Amishchan, that was Mekadosh the Kelim. And Mekam Yelech, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avedosem Mechan Chosim. So the first Hadlok is going to be Mechanach. So you're not Mechuyiv. You're not yet Mechuyiv, it was Adayim Le'Neschan. So that's why you couldn't do it Betumah. So people asked Akashi afterwards, but there was enough oil to burn one night. So there was Shem and Tohar to burn one night. So the first night there was Shem and Tohar, so that was the Chinuch. That's not Zman Groma. That's not a Korban Shezman HaKavua. Then for the next night, they didn't need Shem and Tohar. The next night already was already Nischanach. So how did they answer this Kasha? So that's a murderous Kasha. They didn't address the Kasha. So Mestama, they must have had the other Girsa. The Shiltas has a different Girsa on this. The Beis Yosef is bothered about with a different kasha. Why did we celebrate Chanukah for 8 days? It should only be celebrated for 7 days because there was enough oil to burn for 1 day, so it was only a miracle for 7 days. The fact that it burned for 1 day was no miracle. So the Beis Yosef has his three terutzim, and the Meiri has the exact same thing, three terutzim as the Beis Yosef. And someone wrote a whole sefer. Ner Lemeo has 100 terutzim on the kasha, on that kasha. So one of the famous terutzim is that the Shiltas has a different gear than the Gemara. The Shiltas' girsa is that when the Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash, we have the girsa of Elohoyebo, Shemen, Ela, Lahad, Lekirem, Echad. There was only enough oil to burn for 1 day. So that was the Beis Yosef's kasha. If there was enough oil for 1 day, there was only a miracle for 7 days, not for 8 days. The Shiltas has the girsa of Elohoyebo, Lahad, Lekafilu, Lekirem, Echad. There wasn't even enough oil to burn for 1 day. So Mestama, these Rishayna must have had that girsa. There wasn't even enough oil to burn for 1 day. So therefore, they needed a miracle, because it just wasn't going to work. So the question, what do you need a miracle for? You can use Shem and Tameh. So if that was the kashas, then the teretz is a good teretz. For the first hadlok, you need Avedosam Mechan Chosam. So Avedosam Mechan Chosam is not called the mitzvah, is not called the Korban Shezman HaKavua. To be Mechanach, to build the Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Dechah Shabbos. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built, then the Hakrovas HaKarbonis Shezman HaKavua, Dechah Shabbos, here also. Chanukas HaMenorah is not a Zman Groma. You have to make a menorah and be mechanechid as soon as possible, the earliest available opportunity. So here, where the first hadlokah was the Avedosa Mechan Chosam, so that's not called a Korban Shezman HaKavua. But the whole answer that the Dazi Kenim gave, that for the Chinuch HaMenorah, it doesn't help Shem and Tomei, that only addresses the Kasha if you have the Girsa of the Shiltas. But if you have the Girsa the way we have it, it doesn't answer the Kasha. There was enough Shem and Tohar for the first hadlok, and so that was the mechanech. And then the subsequent hadlok is you can do betumah. So that wouldn't answer the kash. Okay. The Chachamim made this takana to be madlik Neres Chanukah. We mentioned it's a question whether the takana was made. If you read the simple reading of the Rambam, it sounds like Lashana Acheres. It sounds like the very next year. The Gemara quotes Lashana Acheres, the year after the the Chashmonaim touched everything up. They won the war and they cleaned up the Beis HaMikdash. They established it as a yontif. So the Rambam sounds like he says that Lashana Acheres, they established the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, not 202 years later, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. And others want to suggest that maybe the whole Hadlokas HaMenorah, this mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, Lashana Acheres, they established it as a yontif for Halal V'Hoidoyim, to say Al HaNisim, to say Halal, and to have Kriyas HaTorah. And they have Nisa Hesped with Tainus, but maybe the Hadlaka Samadara was only instituted after the Churban HaBayis. Okay, that's a possibility. So the question is, the Hadlaka Samadara is supposed to be Zechel and Nes in the Beis HaMikdosh. Exactly how similar does it have to be? How similar does your Hadlaka have to be to the Hadlaka in the Beis HaMikdosh? In the Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't use wax candles. They used the oil with wicks. The simple reading of the pasuk is that they had to use shemazai zoch kos islamor. They had to use olive oil. We have the girs and the gemara and Shabbos and daf chof aleph and aleph that whatever oils are not may not be used for Shabbos. That's the beginning of perek bamamad likin. So whatever oils are wicks, you're not allowed to use for Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the beis hamikdash either because it has to burn nicely. So these oils are not permitted for Shabbos purposes because they're not going to burn nicely. So Rabbi Kevegger asks on the bottom of the page, what do you mean you're not allowed to use the oils in the Beis HaMikdash because they're not going to burn well? You're not yotzei the mitzvah unless you use Shemen Zayin Zoch Kos Islamah. That's what it says in Chumash. So some Rishonim don't have that giras in the Gemara, that it's not good for the Beis HaMikdash. Of course it's not good for the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says it has to be Shemen Zayin Zoch. Rabbi Yeruchim Pella wrote this monumental work, his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, L'Rav Sadikon. He invented the whole Sefer HaMitzvos, L'Rav Sadikon. It never existed. Rav Sadikon wrote a poem that they used to recite on Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, where he lists off what were, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla made a whole tzimis about this poem. The whole poem is only 2 pages long. So he took every line of the poem and he has 25 pages to explain every line. He made it into the whole. He made Yesh Me'ayin, a Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rav Sadikon, with his commentary. He wrote the Pnim, and he wrote the commentary on. So he has all wild ideas. He has all marmakaimus from Piyutim, and Slichas, and Kinnis, and Midrashim, everything from under Fanunta Deret, he digs up. So he quotes a Medrash that sounds like it says that the Shemen Zayizah for the Beis HaMikdash is not Me'akev. It's only L'chatchila, that you would be Yotze the Mitzvah. If you have the girsa, like we have in the Gemara, Rabbi Kevegger says, what do you have to pasul up the other shmonim? Whatever shemen is may not be used for Shabbos, may not be used for the Beis HaMikdash because it doesn't burn well. So Rabbi Kevegger asks on the bottom of the page, of course it can't be used. He says in Chumash, you need shemen zayzach. So he suggests, based on a medrash, maybe the shemen zayzach is not me'akev. But if you would use wax in the Beis HaMikdash, you would probably not be. It has to be shemen. Or it has to be liquid. Or the pashup shot is like Rabbi Kevegger says. As for Shemen Zayizach, so for sure wax is no good. So this is what led the Maharal Miprag to come up with a Chiddush Niflo, that if you light the Erev Chanukah with wax candles, you're not Yotze. Obviously, the Telzi Yeshiva doesn't agree. Send out in the mail wax candles. So they don't accept this Maharal Miprag. So that's why some of the Achrayim write, if the Maharal Miprag would have been aware of the fact that the Balei HaTosfos said that it's a Hidden Mitzvah to use wax, they didn't like that the Meiri quotes this on Masechah Shabbos. That the Balei HaTosfos were in the practice of using dafke wax candles as opposed to oil, because oil is going to make a holy mess. And the wax candles, it burns nicely and it's clean and it's neat and it doesn't smell up the room. So if the Maharal Miprag would have been aware that the Balei HaTosfos were mahadar to use dafke wax, he would have never made such a statement that you can't be yotzei with wax. The pashtus is you certainly are yotzei with wax. So the shailus doesn't mean that it simply doesn't have to be dumi de beis hamikdosh. It means it doesn't have to be dumi the Beis HaMikdash in this sense. Wax is solid oil, the same thing. You have shemet psilo. See, you also have shemet psilo, same thing. Shabbos, what if you have an electric bulb? So many classical poskim in Europe, when they first started using electric bulbs, the one who wrote the first tshuva was Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish. He was a Rabbi Lemberg. So he wrote the Shabbos tshuva Beis Yitzchok. The Beis Yitzchok here is not named after the Beis Yitzchok. It's a different style of learning. Beis Yitzchok here in Yeshiva is named after Vitzkochon. It's not named after the Shal Shuvah's Beis Yitzchok. Dr. Levine, who's the head of economics, is a great grandson of the Beis Yitzchok. A great grandson. So He's a direct descendant from the Beis Yitzchak. So the Beis Yitzchak has in his Jewish, he thinks that an electric bulb is acceptable for Ner Shabbos and for Ner Yontif. He could say a bracha lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, that an electric bulb is considered Eish, it's considered Ner, but he thinks that for Chanukah is not acceptable because you have to have Dumya de Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash, they had Shemen of Psila. Here you just have a Psila, you don't have any Shemen. That's his chiddush. Others are not so convinced that you need Dumi de Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Maharami Prague wanted to say, the wax is no good because it's not Dumi de Beis HaMikdash, and we don't accept that opinion. We assume wax is good. So it could well be that it doesn't have to be Dumi de Beis HaMikdash in this area either. It could be that an electric bulb is good. Today it's usually assumed that if you light the Ner Chanukah with an electric bulb, obviously you're not Orthodox. You're conservative. That's what's usually assumed. But there are several of the poskim, right, in Esvarim. They think an electric bulb would, just like if you hold it's good for Shabbos and Yontif, so many hold that it should be good for Chanukah as well. The Gemara says that avuka may not be used. If you have an avuka, you're not yotze. Avuka means if you have more than one wick, that like a havdalah candle, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah mena mufchar to use dafka and avuka. But for Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says avuka is no good. In the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, the way it's printed, it says that avuka, the Ramah says in Tafrei Shayin, Sif Dalet, says avuka is no good for Ner Chanukah. Afilu b'nerah shal Shabbos v'yantav yizara shalol la'asiz kein. You should be careful not to use an avuka for Shabbos and Yantav. So the Mishnah Berurah says he never heard of that. There ain't no such thing. Where did they come up with such an idea? So he thinks that it must be a misprint, especially it says at the end of this Ramah, says that the source is the Yerzarua. Yeah, this proof that the Mishnah Berurah has, it says the source is the Yerzarua. The Ramah didn't write the Mar Mekaymus in the Ramah. The Ramah just wrote the Dinim. And the first edition of the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah doesn't have the Mar Mekaymus. That was printed in a later edition. So that's what they point out, that every so often the Mar Mekaymus are totally wrong. So the Mishnah Berurah is Haychacha over here, Zinshkin Haychacha. He says, how can the Ramah write that the source is Yerzarua? The Yerzarua doesn't say that. Someone wrote in Yerzarua, not necessarily reliable at all. A lot of these marmakams are absolutely not reliable at all. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says the whole din is wrong. There is no such halacha that avuka may not be used for Ner Shabbos and their Yantiv. So he says, if you look in the Yerzarua, you see that there's a misprint here in the Ramah. The Yerzarua says you shouldn't have like a havdalah candle. So you have a whole bunch of candles. Wax candles that are woven in together with each other. So a lot of times when you have, let's say if the Chanukah candles are too close to each other, so one will cause the other to melt. They'll all melt on top of each other. So that's what the Yerzarua says, that you shouldn't have Chanukah candles too close to each other. They're going to melt each other. They're going to make a sloppy mess. And that applies also to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some people light more than two candles on Shabbos Yantav. Some only light two. So if you're lighting two or five or ten or 20, however many candles, you're going to light them all together, everything is going to cause everything else to melt. So that'll be a sloppy mess. So that's what it should say in the Ramah. But the Ramah never said that avuka is not acceptable for Shabbos Yantav. There would be nothing wrong. For Havdalah, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to use an avuka on Shabbos Yantav. If you want to, mehechateisim. Why not? Because of the fact that avuka is not acceptable, so the Ramor writes here in Sif Dalet that you should see to it. Lochin yesh lizor lahamin haneres b'shura b'shava v'lo b'igul. You shouldn't have the candles in a circular fashion because it looks like a medura. You should have them all b'shura b'shava. So the Achrenim have a discussion. Some people have menorahs that go like this.
What are all the artists going to do?
Right. Right. So Dr. Aaron Levine's grandfather, after whom he was named, Rabbi Aaron Levine, happens to be my first cousin. So that's why I have his grandfather's farm. So Rabbi Aaron Levine was killed by the Nazis. And he was born after the war. Aaron Levine was born after, so he was named after his grandfather. So he has a shul in his sefer. He says in a lot of shuls in Europe, they had the menorah in the shul. He used to have an yeshiva also. The menorah used to be, the candles went up and down. It was a fancy menorah. The candles were higher and lower. Or some of them went to a peak. The middle one, the Shabbos, was higher, and all the others went down. So is this in violation of the Ramah? That he says it has to be B'shura B'shava?
Still like that.
Still like that?
Oh. It's just crooked.
Oh.
But is it just after
you? I mean, originally it was straight. Okay. Because of the Bachim and the Yeshiva were so excited in learning, so they ruined the menorah. Okay. So he claims that Bishur B'Shav adjustment shouldn't be in and out. But up and down, he says, is good. In and out, that's going to look like a Madura. He thinks that up and down is not a problem. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Acharonim that l'chatchila, the proper practice should be that you should have an ovi etzba, a thickness of an inch, space in between one candle and the other. By many of the tiny chanukiyot, you don't have an ovi etzba. It's everything is so close. So that's talking not right. They should not be so close to each other. It looks like an avulka. The first sugya in the sugya of Chanukah, the first discussion on Chof Aleph and Aleph on the bottom, the Gemara has two topics that are technically interconnected. Logically, they're totally unconnected, but technically, the Gemara combines them together. One machlokes is whether kops are zokut lo or kops ainu zokut lo. It lit in Er Chanukah, and then it goes out. It has to burn for half hour, for an hour, whatever. Then it blows out in the middle. Do I have to relight it or not? So we pass on halacha kopsa if the ner chanukah went out by itself ain't a zokut lo. What if kibbo? What if I blew out the ner chanukah? So that says in Shulchan Aruch that you do have to relight it. What happens if it was kopsa accidentally? The ner chanukah is not burning nicely. So I wanted to beautify it. I wanted to make it better. So I took the shamas and I start lighting the candle again, or I start picking up the flame. I take whatever. I take something and I start picking up the wick of one of the candles in order that it should burn better, so accidentally it goes out. So the Shulchan Aruch said, the Mechaber writes that that's called kopsa, that's not called kibo, then you don't have to light it again. But if you were kibo b'mezid, let's say a person lights Neres Chanukah, then he wants to leave his house, and he blows out the candles in order that he shouldn't have a strip. So the kibo, so then we paskin that it is zokotlo, then you have to write again. You have to light again. This is a shayla. It could be that we always do kibo. Could be we always do keep it. The Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara does not have a discussion. I take it back. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim have a whole discussion. The Gemara tells you when you light Neres Chanukah. Where's the Loshana of the Gemara? Forgot where the Lashon HaGemara is. Mishetti Shoka HaChama. The Gemara says, you light the Ner Chanukah, Mishetti Shoka HaChama. So that's the question, how do you translate the word Mishetti Shoka HaChama? So the simple pshat is Shkia. When the sun sets, when the sun goes below the horizon, that's called Shkia. The whole sun is below the horizon. When the sun begins to go down below the horizon, it takes 2 minutes. Then when the whole sun is below the horizon, that's called Shkia. So that's the Pasha pshat. And the other Rishonim say, no. They say that there are two times that are called Shkia. One is when the sun goes down below the horizon, but even though the sun is not visible, but it's still light outside. And then you have Shkia Sa'or, when later on it starts to get dark outside. So the Rabbi Natam and many Rishonim, most of the Rishonim hold that after the sun sets, it's still Vadayom for another 50 minutes. And then Ben Hashmashes begins later. Ben Hashmashes doesn't begin right away at Shkia. That's the Vilna Gaon holds like that. The Ben Hashmashes begins right away at Shkia, and in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it's already Tzeisat Kochavim. And the most of the Rishonim didn't hold like that. Most of the Rishonim said that after the Shkia Sachama, you still have light, and it's still Vadayom for another 50 minutes approximately. Then Ben Hashmashes begins, and then it takes 15, 20 minutes or so till it becomes Tzeisat Kochavim Vaday Laila. So they say that there are two Shkias, the Shkia Sachama, Neshkia Sa'or. So the Bali Atesa say, Mishet Ishoka HaChama. Here it is, it's about 13 lines from the top of Chof Aleph on the base. Mitzvasa Mishet Ishoka HaChama. So the Tosfos and Menachos, they refer you to the Tosfos and Zvachim Daf Vav. That's where the Tosfos says the two Shkias, with the Dam Nifsal and Shkia HaChama. So Tosfos claims that the word Mishet Ishoka HaChama means the second Shkia. You shouldn't begin to light Neres Chanukah until the second Shkia, which is the beginning of Ben Hashmashes. And then some are of the opinion that you shouldn't begin to light Neres Chanukah until after Tzeis HaKochavim, after it's Mamish dark. Yeah. Even those who hold the Vilna Gaon holds, you should light that Shkia Mamish. or those who hold you should light at the Shkiyah Shniyah, that means the beginning of the Bein HaShmashes, they seem to agree that you're not Yotze the Mitzvah unless the Ner Chanukah burns a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. Because every night you have to fulfill the mitzvah. Bein HaShmashes is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. It's a Safik whether those 15, 20 minutes belong to yesterday, belong to tomorrow. So you're only Yotze the Mitzvah. Someone's going to light at the Shkia and it's going to burn for half an hour. It's still Vadayom. See, how can the Vilna go and say, you light a candle at Shkia and burns for half an hour? That's yesterday. It's not. How are you Yotze now? The Vilna Gaon holds that it's already Bein HaShmashes. Bein HaShmashes are Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So how can it be Yotze the Hadlaka if it's not a Vaday that it's the night? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that it would appear that everybody agrees that you're only Yotze if the Ner Chanukah accomplishes Pesumi Nisa for at least a half an hour after the Tzeis HaKochavim. All Machlekes over here only is, when is the earliest that you can light? Is Rizim Akdimi LeMitzvah, you should light the Ner Chanukah as early as possible. So when is the earliest that it makes sense to light the Ner Chanukah? So let's say he'll wake up in the morning, on Sunday morning of Chanukah, and he'll light the Ner Chanukah before he goes to Dam Shachris. So the Gemara has an expression, Shraga B'tihara Mayahani. If you light a candle when the sun, Tihara means at noon, at high noon, when the sun is right above and the whole world is flooded with light, so the Gemara says that doesn't have a shame there. You have to light at nighttime when it's dark outside, so then it's considered Asiyas HaNer, Adlakas HaNer. That's the lotion that appears in the Masecha Sofrim. It says, Hey, Mevarchem Al HaNer, it says in the context of Hadlokas Ner Es Chanukah, Hey, Mevarchem Al HaNer, Asher Yeyosu La'or, you can only say the Baruch on Hadlokas Ner Es Chanukah if you get Hanor from the neighbors. How can it say Asher Yeyosu La'or? We pass from that it's also Vishtamish Lior HaNer. You're not allowed to get Hanor from the Ner Chanukah. That expression appears in the Gemara in Brochas, in the end of Brochas with respect to Havdalah. When you say Bar Me'ar Ha'esh, by Havdalah, you have to get some kind of hanuah. So our minig is, we look at our fingernails and we contrast the nails with the hands. We look at the shadow that goes on the hands and you spread your hands out. So we get hanuah from the Or HaNer to say Bar Me'ar Ha'esh. But for Ner Es Chanukah, what kind of halacha? We never heard of such a thing. Achi Yosalor, what's Pshat HaMasecha Sofrim? Rav Soloveitchik thought that it doesn't mean the same as what it means by Havdalah Achi Yosalor Oro. He thought that what it meant was you can only say a bracha l'harlik ner shel Chanukah if it's nighttime, if it's dark outside, and the hadlokas haner gives some illumination. Theoretically, it could be a yosul or not that you have to dafke get on noah adarab. But once you're madlik and you're yotzei ner Chanukah with it, it's also l'shtamish l'yoranei. Not let it get on noah. But what the Masecha stuff means to say is this idea that the Gemara calls shraga v'tihara mayahani. The hadloka has to be balayla. So this is the big machlokes of Rishonim. When is the earliest time you can make Adlokah? You're going to say, Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs? Chanukah is going to be tomorrow night. When is it? Friday night. So I'll be Madlik today. The guy will be Madlik on Isri Chag of Sukkot. I'll be Madlik and Menorah. That's going to have a long, you're going to put in enough wax that it should burn until the first night of Chanukah. That's no good. Okay. I mean, you're not mechuyek. So let's say within 30 days, the guy wants to be Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Does it make sense to light the Chanukah menorah? So if you light it by Yom, it doesn't have a shame there. If you light it by Laila, it will have a shame there, Chanukah. But you're not mechuyek to be such a Zariz. You could. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thought. Theoretically, if you light the menorah 3 weeks before Chanukah, if you light it by Laila, you can say a bracha l'adlak ner shel Chanukah, and you'll be yotzeh, provided that it will continue to burn into the first night of Chanukah. You'll be yotzeh. So the question in the Rishonim is, when is the earliest that you can light a Ner Chanukah that it should have a shame there, that it won't be a violation of Shraga B'tihar? So then you have the three opinions. So the first opinion, the Vilna Gaon thinks that it's to be taken literally, Mishet Tishoka Chama, right after Shkia, what we call sunset. Second opinion is the Taisus there in Menachas, in Zvachim and Menachas, two Taisus in there you have on the side. One is in Zvachim Nunvav, one is in Menachas Davchav. So the opinion of Taisus is Shkia Shnia. Shkia Shnia, Shkia Sa'or. After it's already not so light, the beginning of Bein HaShmashes. And then many Achrayim say, no. Yishet Tishok HaChama means after Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, is this an iron? But they all agree that you're only right to the mitzvah of Ner. That's when you do a Hadlokah. When you do a Maisa Hadlokah, you have to create a Cheft of an Ner. So when is it dark enough that it should not be a problem, it should not pose a problem, a Shraga B'tihara, that it should be considered Achi Yosalor has a shame there. What do you do on Erev Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos, we can't light after the Shkia. The Rishonim used to light after the Shkia. Most of the Rishonim held that after the sun sets for the next 50 minutes, it's Vadayom. And then your Tosef Shabbos is within that 50 minutes. That's how the Mechaber writes. If you want, you can make the whole 50 minutes into Shabbos. If you want, you can do half of it. If you want, you can do a quarter of it. As much of it as you want, you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. Yeah, that's according to the majority of the Rishonim who thought that from Shkia for the first 50 minutes or so is still Vadayom. The Vilna Gaon writes there in Hilchos Shabbos that Hachush Makrish is just not true. What do you mean? Look outside, 50 minutes after the Shkia is Vadayom. It's pitch black, the sky is full of stars all over the place. It's already Tzeis HaKochavim. You have more than three Kochavim Bein Oniyim. The whole sky is full of Kochavim. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the whole thing. He thinks that right away at Shkia, what we call Shkia sunset, is the beginning of Bein HaShmashah, Safik Yom, Safik Lailah. It can't be Madlik Yom Menorah after the Shkia. So that's what it says. So according to the way we follow the Vilna Gaon, there are those that the Satmarah don't. The Satmarah are just coming home after the Shkia. They take the shower after the Shkia. They don't begin to bench lift till half an hour after the sun sets. And then the Moisif Mechoy Lalakadosh, they do Tosef Shabbos. They don't make the whole 50 minutes into Tosef. They make the last 20 minutes into Tosef Shabbos. Yeah. But those who are machmer like the Vilna Gaon, so obviously a madlik before the Shkia. So how does it have a shame there? I shrug of a tiara. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you got no choice. So on Erev Shabbos, you should be madlik late in the day before Bein HaShmashos. So again, according to Rav HaRishonim, late in the day means after the sun sets. And that's Vadayom still there. According to the way we're machmir, that right away Shkia is Bein HaShmashos, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should not do that halacha before Plaga Mincha. The same thing it says on Erev Shabbos, if you want a Madlik Neiris early, so the meaning is your Madlik Neiris, half an hour before the Shkia, 20 minutes, 18 minutes before the Shkia, whatever it is. But you shouldn't be Seh Abracha, Lahadlik Neiris al Shabbos, before Plaga Mincha. When is this Plaga Mincha? So Plaga Mincha means, Plag means half of the Mincha Ktana. Mincha Ktana means the last 2.5 hours before the end of the day is called Mincha Ktana. More correct is to daven Mincha Mincha Ktana. That's what some point out, that from the Rambam is Mashma and Shulchan Aruch, they have in Dinei Mincha, that we always daven Mincha, let's say at 1 o'clock, that's Mincha Gedolah. Half an hour after Chatzos is Mincha Gedolah. So in Shulchan Aruch they say that based on the Rambam, that's not really right Lachatchila. But the Yevid, you Yoytze, Lachatchila shouldn't daven Mincha until Mincha Ktana. The only one exception to the year, one day a year that you're allowed to daven Mincha Gdoila, is Erev Pesach. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring the Tamash of Ben Abayim earlier in the day, because the Korban Pesach has to be brought Bedavke after the Tamash of Ben Abayim. But every other day of the year, aside from Erev Pesach, Tamash of Ben Abayim was never brought so early. It was brought later in the day because the din is Aleha Hashlam Kala Karbanis Kulam. The Gemara calls it the Essay, the Hashlama. You're not allowed to bring any Karbanis after the Tamash of Ben Abayim. So you should bring the Tamash of Bein Abayim later in the day. And even on Shabbos and Yontif, where you're not allowed to bring the Dorim and the Dovah, so no one's bringing anything. So the Mishnah still says that they brought the Tamash of Bein Abayim later in the day. So that's what it says, that L'chatchil is not right to daven Mincha Gedolah. L'chatchil is more correct to daven Mincha Ktan. In yeshivas, they didn't want to be Mavatl Zman in the middle of the afternoon Seder. So they felt that Shas HaTchak Kedi Yeredam. Since it was Shas HaTchak, so they daven Mincha at 1 o'clock or 1:30, whatever, got Mincha out of the way, and then they're going to sit and learn the Hasmada all afternoon, just like we do over here. Yeah. So that's the head. Shas HaTchak, they ever done, he said, daven Mincha Gdoila Lachatchil. In the yeshivas, they're so used to daven Mincha Gdoila, no one ever heard of this. That Lachatchil, you're not supposed to daven Mincha Gdoila. They never heard, only Erev Pesach. It's all the Shulchan Aruch, all based on a Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Karo points it out based on the Rambam. So when is Mincha Ketana? When is the more correct Zman to daven Mincha Ketana? That's 2.5 hours before the end of the day. If you divide that in half, that's called Plag HaMincha. Plag means half. If you divide that in half, so you have half of, in higher mathematics, half of 2.5 is 1.25. So 1.25 hours before the end of the day is called Mincha Ketana, is called Plag HaMincha. Now, when is the end of the day? So that's a machlokes, the Vilna Gaon against the Rabbi Natam and the Rav HaRishonim. Rav HaRishonim say that when you calculate the zmanim, the sov zman kriyashma is one quarter of the day. Sof Zman Tefila is one third of the day. And Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So when is the day? So most of the Rishonim say the day is from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzeis HaKochavim, according to them, is over an hour after the Shkia. So according to their calculations, Plaga Mincha is always 4 minutes after the Shkia. Something like that. A few minutes after the Shkia. So if you really follow their opinion, you're not allowed to light Neris Chanukah before Plaga Mincha. It's too early. So you can't light Neris Chanukah before the Shkia. What we do is out of the question. We do not follow the Rov HaRishonim. We always light Neris Chanukah before the Shkia. So we are following the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon disagrees with all these Rishonim. They say, and that's basically what the Ramban writes in one place. The Ramban writes, why is there such an insistence that you can't bench lich the Erev Shabbos before Plaga Mincha? So he says, what is the correspondence? So he says, Plaga Mincha is practically the same as Shkia. It's a difference of 3-4 minutes, the whole thing. The Ramban and Rov HaRishonim hold like that. They say, it doesn't make sense to bench lich on Erev Shabbos before Shkia. The sun is shining, it's the Shraga V'Tihara. So that's why they say, you shouldn't bench lich, not for Shabbos, not for Chanukah, before Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is approximately the same as the Shkia. So it makes sense, yeah. We follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon really, in this point, doesn't make any sense. He says that the Zman HaYom go from sunrise to sunset. So Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter shows Manias before the Shkia. So what does that correspond to? Why can't you be Mekabel Shabbos earlier than Plaga Mincha? The way the Ramban explains, it makes sense. It's approximately the same as the Shkia. So it doesn't make sense. You want to be Moisim Mechol HaKodesh up until Friday morning. How far back do you go? You go till the Shkia. You go approximately till the Shkia. But we hold that Shkia is the beginning of Bein HaShemashes already. So the Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before. So why is there such an insistence that you can't light Ner Shabbos too early? So the answer is, in the last hour and a quarter before the Shkia, the sun is getting ready to set. So then it's no longer called Shraga V'Tihara. A little bit. It's no longer called Shraga V'Tihara. So that says if it's Erev Shabbos and you have to bench licht, so you can't bench licht after Bein HaShemashes. So obviously you have to bench licht earlier. So we light after Plaga Mincha. So that's a many Rishonim assume from that. Who are the Nami, Chanukah, Bimos HaChol, the weekdays of Chanukah, if you have some Shas HaTchak, you can also light after Plaga Mincha. Manashtana Erev Shabbos from the other days, Erev Shabbos is a Shas HaTchak. Any other day also, if you have a Shas HaTchak, so Yesh Mishoimer, if it's the Mechaber writes in Tarfei Shayim Beis. Iran quotes this there in Masech HaShabbos. But some say from Erev Shabbos you can extrapolate to all week long of Chanukah. Whenever there's a Shas HaTchak, you can light the menorah after Plaga Mincha. Yeah, in other words, it creates a Cheftz of an air. It's not called Shraga B'Tiharo. So we have four different zmanim. When do you solve your problem of Shraga B'Tiharo? B'Shas HaTchak we say after Plaga Mincha. We say Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, according to the Vilna Gaon. And some say Shkia. The Vilna Gaon says Shkia. Shaloi B'Shas HaTchak. He said Mishet Tishok HaChama means literally Shkia. And then the Tosfos in Zochim says Mishet Tishok HaChama means Shkia Shnia. Tosfos came up with this whole chiddush. Shkia HaChama is Shkia Rishona. Mishet Tishok HaChama refers to the Shkia Shnia, means Shkia Sa'or, the beginning of the Hashmashes. Then the Bach says on Shulchan Aruch, no, it means you shouldn't light before Tzeis HaKochav. So you have four different zmanim. When is it B'Shas HaTchak, after Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Then you have Shkia, then you have Tchilas Bein HaShemashes, 50 minutes, 55 minutes after the Shkia. Then you have Tzeis HaKochav. So L'chol HaDeis, according to all the opinions, the zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, this is the zman of the Maisa HaMitzvah, when you create a Cheftz of an air. The zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah is it has to burn for half an hour after Tzeis HaKochav. Otherwise, the Hadlaka was yesterday. It wasn't tonight. Every night of Chanukah is a new day. And you have to light for every night.
According to Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Brachos, isn't there a concept of Marav after Plaga Mincha? Teaches that Marav after Plaga Mincha?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehud says like that.
So Plaga Mincha does have a significance in Halakha.
Yeah, so yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash, they finished the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim by Plaga Mincha.
So why can't you say the same Nah,
you learn that the Mishnayos and Brachos has a triple machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim at the beginning of Tfilos HaShachar. They argue by Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, when is the correct zman? So the Gemara says the rule is, the klal is, that the Chachamim instituted the zmanei Tfilah of our davening ki mechuvin keneged zman hakorvos hakorvonis. So the zman of Shachris corresponds to the zman of the Tomei Shel Shachar. The zman of Musaf corresponds to the zman of Musafim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the zman of Mincha corresponds to the zman of the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. So now in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, there were two zmanim for each one of these. There was the theoretical zman of the Tomei Shel Shachar. That was up until Chatzos. But then there was the actual zman. They never brought the Tomei Shel Shachar after Dalet Shoyes Bayom. They always brought it before. The same thing with Musafim. Theoretical zman Musafim Kalayom. You can bring Musaf to Lashkia. But they never brought it after Shor Shvias. Lamai said they never did it. And the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim theoretically can bring up until Shkia, Dam Nifsel B'Shkia Saham, until sunset. But Lamai said they never did that. They always finished the Akrabas Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim by Plag HaMincha. So that's what the Mefarshim explained, that the triple machlekes of Yudin HaChachamim and the Mishnah is, that they institute the Zman of Shachris, the Zman of Musaf, the Zman of Mincha, corresponding to the actual Zman, B'Poel Mamish, when they actually brought the Korbanos. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You should finish davening Shachris by Dalet Shoyes. Because they never, Lamai said they never brought the Tomei Shel Shachar after Dalet Shoyes. You must finish davening Musaf by the end of Zayin Shoyes. And now we're after Chatzos. Because Lamai said they never brought it after. You must finish davening Mincha after by Plag HaMincha, because they never brought the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim after. And the Rabbanan say no, we paskin no. The Zman of the Tfilas corresponds to the theoretical Zman of the Korbanos, even though Lamai said they never did it. So that was in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Lamai said that's Apidina doesn't, Plag HaMincha doesn't have any special status in the Beis HaMikdash. That was when they finished bringing all the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. It was always over by Plag HaMincha. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's why, that's the end of Zman Tfilas HaMincha. Then the Rishayim assume, this already doesn't say anymore, the Balei HaTaisus and the Rishayim assume, whenever the Zman HaMincha ends, that's the beginning of the Zman HaMaira. So according to the Chachamim, that the Zman HaMincha ends at Shkia, so then Maira begins at Shkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman Mincha ends at Plag HaMincha, so you can begin, you're allowed to start davening Maira after Plag HaMincha. This already doesn't say anything more. This is the Rishayim assume. That's what the Pnei Yeshua has a taina, where did they get it from? He says, Luli Dibri HaRishayim, he would have said, not so. He would have said, look, you can dab mincha, let's say, dab mincha at 1:30 minyan in the afternoon, 1 o'clock minyan in the afternoon. He says, you can dab ma'arav right away. What gives dab ma'arav right away? Ma'arav is mechuvin keneged haktoras emurim. So after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim, they do the haktoras emurim. Who says you have to wait to do haktoras emurim? Dafka ba'alayla. If it's Del Shabbos, you can't. You're not allowed to ba'alayla. Dafka ba'yom. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita allows you that if you bring the Tomei, if you bring Korbanos on Shabbos, so the Gemara says in Menachos, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you're permitted to do the Haktaras Emurim on Shabbos, even though it's a Malach. Ah, you could have waited till after Havdalah. No, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's better to burn the Emurim right away. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua Tain is, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So why, who says that you can't begin to daven Ma'ariv until the end of this Zman Mincha? Where did the Rishonim get this assumption from? He says he would have disagreed. No, he would have, but he didn't. Okay. That's the problem. We don't know where it says that in the Gemara, but that's what they all assume. Yeah, let's say, so the Gemara has the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah starts with this machlokes, where the kopsa, if the Ner Chanukah went out, kopsa zokatlo or kopsa eno zokatlo. What does it mean, kopsa eno? We paskin kopsa eno zokatlo. If went out by itself, that you don't have to, or you went out accidentally, you were trying to fix it to make it very nicer and prettier. So that's kova b'shoigeg or b'oines, kiba b'shoigeg or b'oines, and eno zokatlo. You don't have to light it over again. Yeah.
What about Matzoy Shabbos? How are you supposed to feel like lock us here in Matzoy Shabbos? Because if you're only going to light till the end of Shabbos, then when is the chronometer to light? Isn't it already...
For sure, you have to wait till after Tzeisav Kachavim.
No,
Kalser Rebbe Nashuk is the first half hour after Tzeisav Kachavim. First half hour after Tzeisav Kachavim. There are groups of people who are machma all year long to be moisav mechoil al hakodesh every Matzoy Shabbos except for Matzoy Shabbos Chanukah, because they don't want to miss the add on Tosefes Shabbos and whatever. except for Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, because they want to light within the first half hour. I mean, these opinions that you light after Plaga Mincha or at Shkia, the Shkia Shnia, these don't apply in Matzah Shabbos. These are only B'toris. That's not that that's the Ikar Zman, that's B'toris Zizim Akdim in the Mitzvah. Since if you light at that time, it'll have a shame there. So why not light at that time? We recommend it. Zizim Akdim. But you're not yet to the Mitzvah unless it burns half an hour after the Tzeis HaKachav. L'chol HaDeis has to burn half an hour after the Tzeis. So Matzah Shabbos, you light after the Tzeis. You light after the Tzeis. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, quotes the Trumas HaDesh and has a Chiddush. Let's say a person lit Neris Chanukah on Friday afternoon. And it's still Yom. It's after Plaga Mincha, but it's before the Shkia. So he didn't even begin to have it. Miktsas Kiyum HaMitzvah. So would you say in such a case, Kofsa Eino Zokoklo? What does it mean, Kofsa Eino Zokoklo? Since you have to have Pirsum Inisa for half an hour, so it was burning for 20 minutes, then it goes out. So, but yeah, but 20 minutes of Pirsum Inisa must be. That's enough. What if he lit it on Erev Shabbos, so he, before the Shkia? Or he lit it Shkia Rishon, or he lit it Shkia Shniyah? It didn't even begin. He lit it any one of the earliest months. He didn't light it after Tzeis HaKacham, where he already begins to fulfill the mitzvah Pirsumi Nisa. What if he lit it at Plaga Mincha, at the Shkia Rishon, at the Shkia Shnia, that it just has a shame there? He did the Maisa Adlok. He said the Bracha in connection with the Maisa Mitzvah, but the Kima Mitzvah didn't even begin yet. So maybe he shouldn't even have the right to say Kofsa Eino Zokuk Lo there. So Mechaber quotes the Trumas HaDesh and that not so. Even in such a case, when Hidlik and Erev Shabbos v'kofsa, there's also Eino Zokuk Lo. Then there's a long Taz. The Taz is not so convinced. That's the Mechaber and Tof Reish Ayin Gimel and Siv Beis. I feel the Kofsa be'Erev Shabbos Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos Shadayin Hum Bod Yom, still Eino Zokuk Lo. Then there's a long Taz and he says he's not so convinced that he's right. Taz suggests that maybe Kofsa, the Trumas HaDesh understands Kofsa Eino Zokuk Lo. I did the Maisa Mitzvah. There's a Maisa Mitzvah and then there's a Kiyama Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah is the Hadlaka. I can do the Hadlaka before the Shkia. After Plaga Mincha, I do the Hadlaka. The Kiyama Mitzvah doesn't begin till an hour later, till after Tzeis HaKacham. It has to burn a half an hour after Tzeis. So if you lit on Erev Shabbos, you didn't even have the Haskalah of a Kiyama Mitzvah. So the Trumas HaDesh says that's not a problem. Once you did the Maisa Mitzvah, you're not, and you had zero Kiyama Mitzvah. Didn't begin to have any Kiyama Mitzvah. You're not mechayev to do a second Maisa Mitzvah. And the Taz is not so convinced. He says maybe it means as long as you had a miktsas pirsumi nisa, it burnt, it blew out in the middle of the half hour that you mekayim the mitzvah. So look, atchila the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to have a full half hour of pirsumi nisa. If you had 15 minutes of pirsumi nisa, it's also good b'diavad of kofsa. But again, if kiba, that would be no good. So that's why I mentioned there's a problem. If the klalid, the whole machlek is whether you can light after Plaga Mincha, or after Shkia, Rishon, or after Shkia Shni, all the different Zmanim, this is all Shiurim within Shiraga B'Tihara. When does it get a shame there? Let's say a person has all the lights on, and then he lights a Ner Chanukah in a room that's all flooded with light. So the Pashto says that also a problem of Shiraga B'Tihara. That says in the Mechaber in Hilchus Shabbos. Mechaber has a situation where two families are reading on the same table. So one balabasta lights Neri Shabbos, not on Chanukah, one balabasta lights Neri Shabbos, then the other one comes to light Neri Shabbos, she sees the first one already lit. The Mechaber says, you lost your chance. The second one, if she wants to light her own candles, can't say a bracha l'hadlik Neri Shabbos, because the room is already all lit up. You only say a bracha l'hadlik Neri Shabbos if you create illumination. If the room is lit up because the first balabasta lit over here, so it's shraga b'tihara. So the second woman can't say a bracha. The Ramot disagrees with the Mechaber, and he says that we don't follow that shita. We hold if the first one lit, then the menorah on this side of the table. The second one is going to light in the menorah the other end of the table. So the Magen Avraham quotes the lashon from the Shalah that since you have tosefes oira v'simcha, there is a little more illumination. This one lit a little candlestick over here. The other is going to light over there. So this family is going to sit and eat their food near their candle. So they're going to have more illumination than they would have if it would only been the first candle. So then the Ramah says that's okay. This Tosef is Arev Simcha. So the second woman can also say Baruch Lahadek Neir Shal Shabbos. What happens if you have the big chandelier is on and the whole room is flooded with light? Then everyone would agree. The Ramah would agree with the Mechaber. What should I have to say Baruch Lahadek Neir Shal Shabbos? That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. They quote from the Taisvis on the first daf in Bema Maglikin. Let's say the Balabasta wants a ben shlich on Erev Shabbos and the lights are on. So the Ramor quotes the Tosfos, you have to blow out all the candles, you have to extinguish all the flames. And then turn on all the lights again, the Shem Shabbos, and then you say the bracha. You can't just leave on, chandelier is burning the whole day, Erev Shabbos. Then the Balabasta lights two candles and says, Lahalik Nevshah Shabbos. Well, she's lighting two candles. Mamish Raga B'tihara. She has to first turn out the lights and then light the candles and turn back on the lights and say the bracha on everything. And all of the lights. That's the shayla when you have 2-3 days in a row. 2 days yontav in a row, 2-3 days in a row. So you're not allowed to turn out the lights on the second day. So what are you going to light candles in the room that's all lit up? So some people will light candles in a different room. They'll go to a different room in the house and light the candles there. The chatchila, the hadlokas on there should be b'makam achila, we say. But b'diyevet, if you lit somewhere in your house, shalom b'makam achila, b'diyevet yoyos. Or other people will arrange their Shabbos clock in such a way that the chandelier should go out for half an hour, so the wife will have a half an hour's time that she should be able to bench licht in a dark room. I don't know if you mechuyev to do that. I don't know if you mechuyev to light in the other room either, if the room is lit up. So shayt, so you leave it like that. B'nai marami. So who says you have to stand on your head to go be madlik neres in another room? If the room, all the lights are on that you need, you don't need any more lights. Why should you go search out a different room and light candles in the other room? So here the shayt is like this. On Chanukah, the person wants to light a Chanukah menorah. So you should go to a dark room if he has the big, all the lights are on, so it's Shraga B'tihara. In the middle of the night, it's like in the middle of the day. So if the person is going to light the menorah, and then someone later on is going to turn on the lights. So that should be like Kippur. So Kofsa ain't a Zakukla, but Kippur is Zakukla. So I should say that you have to turn out the big lights. When you turn on the big lights, then it's as if this is insignificant. These lights in the candle and the menorah are insignificant. Everything is flooded with the big lights. So that's a shtickle shayla. That should be like kibbutz b'mezid.
Why is it like kibbutz?
I think once you have the big chandelier on or the big lights on, so these lights are totally insignificant. Add so little, it's like a commander laysedom, because the big lights have much more illumination power. That's the question. That's when I'm raising a possibility. Maybe it should be like kippah. When you turn on the big lights, that should be the equivalent of blowing out these candles, because these candles shed no light at all. They give no illumination. Anyway, that's the first machlokes the Gemara has. But the kapsa zakukla, kapsa ain't a zakukla.
If the only lights
are these candles, isn't there a problem of Yes, the Gemara says that that's the second machlekes, where the mutter l'shtamish le'aroner, also l'shtamish le'aroner. So the maskan is that we pass also l'shtamish le'aroner. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, you should have a Shamas. So as long as you have one more candle, one extra candle, more than is necessary, so you're not in violation of the Yisra l'shtamish le'aroner.
How can we say that? Just like by Pesach. When we say that the candlelight is different than the Or Avuka, so we can, because you're able to get into the spaces more with the candlelight. So
right.
Why can't we say that the nature of the candlelight of the Hanukkah is different than the fluorescence?
It's more romantic.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
No, Shabbos. It's more romantic. Yeah, you have people eat out in a restaurant, so they have the whole room is lit up with chandeliers. And then they have candles on the table. So usually they dim the lights a little bit, so the candles will be a little more significant. Yeah, but for Bedikas Chametz, it's a different thing. You have an Avuka, it's a Hashash of a Sreifa, so the person will not do a good job in Bedikas.
Also, they say that you'll be able to get into the cracks.
He won't be afraid of making a fire. Yeah, he can go into the cracks with the Avuka also, but he may put the whole house on fire. He'll be afraid to put the whole house, so he won't do a good job. And that's the second machlokes for the asa the shtamish liyar muta the shtamish liyar. So the maskan is that we pass an asa the shtamish liyar. You're not about to get on that.
We have blind person is allowed. If someone theoretically becomes a candle is lit and not, a blind person has no problem lighting, right?
A blind person is what?
As if even though he's not going to end up in the candles, because the candles could be lit and not.
That's what we mentioned yesterday, that the Magen Avraham quotes the Chuvas Marshal that Asumas Chayv and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. He does create the.
So, the same token, because these candles could theoretically be hanat, it wasn't light, or it wouldn't be.
Nunu, I don't know. I would have assumed that it's a Shraga v'tihara. It's as if you drowned them out. So these are the first two topics the Gemara discusses. The first is the Kapsa Zokaklo, Kapsa Eina Zokaklo, we pass in Eina Zokaklo. And the second topic was about Osu L'shtamish Liyor. That's how we pass in that it's Osu L'shtamish Liyor. Where did this story come from that it's a half an hour? The Gemara never said a half an hour. The Gemara's lashon is you have to put in so much oil that it should be able to burn so long. So the Rambam writes, "Hu kemo chatzi shor," approximately. "Hu kemo chatzi shor," approximately half an hour. So some gedolim are medayik from the lashon of Rambam that the Rambam is just saying the approximate zman where he lived there was a chatzi shor. If you live in New York. In a busy part of the city, there are people roaming around in the street in a dormitory. People roam around a dormitory till 3 o'clock at night. So you have to light, you're not yet if it just burns half an hour. You have to have such an erchanika that's going to burn from 5 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning. Many were medaktik for that. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. Usually, if it burns for half an hour, you're yet, you can blow it out afterwards. It's problematic. How were they so convinced that that's the case? The Pashta says that it shouldn't be so.
Rabbi, what does it mean that Nogos and Hashim Lassos, that they would be Batum and Lacha, as much as they are so open, so the candles are still going in. It's from 5 in the afternoon until 3 in the morning, then.
Okay.
No Lacha.
Okay.
what's
that's a Shaila. When the women have a meaning not to do Malacha, as much as there is Dokos. Not to wash the laundry and so on, not to sew, not to stitch. So some say, they give different reasons. So some say, calls man she neris beis haknesses dolkim. How long the neris beis haknesses dolkim? So in shul, they light the neris, then they blow them out after marv. So the women's minig only was for 25 minutes. The whole marv is not so long. And others say, no, calls man she neris dolkos babayus, not the neris beis haknesses. They're different opinions. They say the reason why the women observe this minig is in order not to make a mistake, not to be nano liyor aner. Shouldn't make a mistake and do their knitting or stitching next to the menorah. So they had a minig not to do any stitching, not to do any sewing at all. Calls man that the neris are burning, so they shouldn't by mistake get hanor from the liyor aner. If it burns till 3 o'clock in the morning, okay. So it's in the wife's interest that she should see to it that her husband should have a menorah that burns all night long, so she won't have to do any knitting on Hanukkah. Okay.
Rabbi, on the lights, the Alvar lights that I bought, it says on the box that they go for approximately 3 hours.
Huh.
So 3 times 8 is 24, and let's say it goes a little more, you have another day of Shabbos.
Okay. Okay, good. The women have the minute.
Isn't the
Rambam
mashma that after
Chatzis Shor
you can't even be madlik anymore?
Against what we pass on? If the Tichle Reglement Ashuk, the Gemara says, you can only light Neres Chanukah, Eloy Adlik Madlik, you can only light up until Tichle Reglement Ashuk. But if the Kolsa Reglement Ashuk, then you can't. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So Tosis raises the possibility that maybe we don't accept that answer, because the Gemara had this Bryce, the Bryce says that the Neres Chanukah. My lab, the kapsa zokuklo, is not what it means. The kapsa zokuklo, it has to burn the whole time. So, and we pass the kapsa in a zokuklo. So, how do you meet pshat in the braisa? So, the Gemara says two answers. So, one answer is, you have to light the neris chanuk within the first half hour. And if you didn't light within the first half hour, then you lose your chance. Inami, another answer is, nishiura. So Tosfos says maybe we don't pass like the first answer. Ilo yadlik madlik. That's what we rely on. That since the ikra hadlak of his manas as for the bnei abayis inside, the bnei abayis are staying up all night long. They don't go to sleep in the first half hour. The people walking in the street are not walking after the first half hour. So that's what Tosfos says. We follow the second pshat. We don't follow the simple pshat in the brayis is that it's referring to kapsa zakuklo. Mitzvah semeshet tishok hachama shetech lereg menashuk. But that answer, that pshat we don't accept. We pass the kapsa in a zakuklo. So the Gemara gives two alternative suggestions. So the first one is also not accepted. Ilo adlik madlik, Tosfos says we follow the last pshat, lishiyura. When you fill up the cup of oil, you should fill it up with so much oil that it'll be able to burn for the full half hour. But if it blows out in the middle, so but yeah, but top saying is up. That's how the Tosfos says. Normally, we have a klal kol mitzvah school of mevarach alayim oivel asiyos. When one is about to perform a mitzvah, he has to recite a bracha. Does this only apply to a mitzvah min haTorah? What about a mitzvah min derabbanan? So that's the whole chiddush here in the sugya. And chav gimel amid aleph, even though hadlokas neres chanukah is only min derabbanan, and it's really problematic. Hakdisek shekedushonu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivonu l'aleph neres chanukah. The Rabbanu Shlom didn't command us to light neres chanukah. Mar says nonetheless, the Rabbanu Shlom commanded us to follow the mitzvahs that the Chachamim introduced, and since they introduced this mitzvah, they do recite a bracha. In Sukkah Mem Vav, the Gemara presents it like it's a machlokes of Amoraim, that if one recites a bracha on a mitzvah and the Rabbanan are not, and other Amoraim were of the opinion you only recite a bracha on the first 2 days of Sukkot on the Tilos Lulav, the rest of Sukkot are Lulav, Kol Shiv is only with the Rabbanan, you don't recite a bracha. Yontem Sheni Shol Golias is a Sveka Diyoyma, so you treat it as if it were a suffix of Yontem Rishon, so you say a bracha. But after the Yontem Sheni Shol Golias, one would not say a bracha on the Tilos Lulav, because it's only a mitzvah in the Rabbon. Then the Gemara says, but we don't pass like that, we pass the Lulav, the Baruch of Kol Shiva, because we pass over here that when you light Neris Chanukah, you say a bracha. So this establishes that we pass and that one says a bracha on a mitzvah in the Rabbonin as well. That's the maskana lahalacha. Yeah. When do you recite the bracha? So the rule in the Gemara Psachim is on Dav Zayin that kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach alayim mevarach alayim and have to say the bracha la'alik ner shal chanukah before you light it. What about the other bracha? She'ech yonu. So let's say the last Gemara Psachim says that when you have a pidyon haben, avi haben mevarach shtayim, the father of the baby says al pidyon haben, and then he says she'ech yonu. So when does he say the she'ech yonu? As he's about to do the pidyon haben, the bracha al pidyon haben, he recites oivel asiyasim. He has to have the money in his hand. If he doesn't have the money in his hand, then it's oivel diyoyma. He has to be holding the money as he's about to give it to the kohen. He says the bracha, and then what? He says shechiyano also oivel asiyasim prior to giving the money, or did he say first he gives the money and then he says shechiyano? So in the old editions of the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, it said in the text read in the mechaber that the shechiyano is recited lacher asiyasim. So the Achranim said that that's a misprint, that that's not correct. Shechiyanu has to be recited Avil Asiyasim as well. The Shechiyanu is in conjunction with the Birchus HaMitzvah, so it has the same status as the Birchus HaMitzvah. And that's what the Ramah writes over here in the name of the Maharil. All the three brachas should be the first night you say three brachas on the Ner Chanukah, the rest of the nights you say two brachas. So all the three, or both of the brachas, should be recited Avil Asiyasim. Everything is treated like a Birchus HaMitzvah. The only thing is that there's a room to distinguish between the Shechiyanu by Pidyon HaBen as opposed to the Shechiyanu over here by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Could be by Pidyon HaBen is taka on this print, and the common practice is that you say that both brachas oivel asiyasim before the father is about to give the money to the Kohen. Because they were misakin to say Shechiyanu in conjunction with the Birchus HaMitzvah, so you give it, you treat it the same as Birchus HaMitzvah. But here the Gemara says they made two takonis. Haroya Ner Shal Chanukah is also Mevarech. Rashi says if I'm a homeless person and I don't have a home that I can, the hadlokas on Neres Chanukah have to be the day, so, and if you don't have a home, let's say the guy sleeps in the park or he sleeps on a boat, he doesn't have a home, so then he sees someone else's Ner Chanukah, so he says a bracha. He doesn't say l'hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, he only says the Birchus HaMitzvah l'hadlik if he's doing hadlokah, but he says the other two brachas the first night, Shos and Nisim and Shechiyanu. And the rest of the nights, you don't say Shachyana, just say the Shas and Nisim. So that raises the possibility here, since there was a Takon of Birchas Haroya, so maybe even the Madlik, who does the Hadlokah, maybe his reciting of the Shas and Nisim and Shachyanu is Beteres Raya. So maybe he should only say the Bracha, Lahadik Ner Shalchanika, Erev Asiyasam. And the other two Brachas he should Bedavka say after he lights the menorah. So the Ramah says not so. The Ramah quotes the Maharil that you say all three Brachas before. Who's the one who says otherwise? Who's the one who says against the Ramah? The Maseches Sofrim says Beferish that you say Lebrach Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, then you light the candles, and after, then you say Haneris Halalu Anam Adlikim Alandisim Alanaflai, say Haneris Halalu. And then after you finish saying Haneris Halalu, then you say the two brachas of Shas and Nisim and Shachyan. So the Maseches Sofrim assumes explicitly that even the one who does a hadlokah only says the brachas of Shas and Nisim and Shachyanu, B'toras roya, not b'toras madlik. That's the shiloh over here. This takana de rabbanon that haroya ner shel chanukah should recite a bracha. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, quotes a whole machlokes about that. Does the takanas birchas haroya only apply to one who's not going to be madlik, a homeless person who's not going to be madlik, has no bias to be madlik in? So then they made a takana, he should say birchas haroya. What if a person is going to go home? I'm learning a Beis Medrash. I'm going to go home after the Seder is over, be madlik Ner Chanukah. As I'm walking home, I see Neres Chanukah all over the place. So should I say the bracha as birchas haroya as I'm walking home? And then when I come home, I should only say lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Or do you say no? You should save the bracha shas and nisim shachyon until you do your own hadlaka. It should not be recited the Torah's roya. You'll gain something more if you'll do the hadlaka yourself. You'll be saying the bracha b'teres madlik. So that's a big machlekes harishonim. Some rishonim say, even if you say like the Maril, that you say all the three brachas before, but still, it's really a brichas haroya. You can say the bracha, it's really a brichas haroya. You'll gain nothing by waiting till you get home. You may as well say, may as well say the bracha as you're walking home.
Yeah, but can you say this is like somebody wears a talis gadol and a talis katan, that he doesn't? Have the talis katan, he does see them or so, but he doesn't do the atif until the talis katan.
He doesn't say bracha on the talis katan because he's not doing atif. And some rishonim hold that you only say bracha. There's only a mitzvah of tzitzis if you have atifa, a beggar that has atifa. So we're machmer for that. So people who don't wear a talis gadol, and I'm machmer, so they say bracha on the talis katan. People are going to wear a talis gadol, so they're machmer to be choshish for the shitas marach or zarua, the son of the zarua. He's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that he thinks that there's no mitzvah at all of tzitzis unless the garment is worn by atifa.
So someone said that even a talis katan would have to be
either you do an atifa or you shouldn't say a bracha, one or the other. So many say a bracha on a talis katan without doing an atifa. It's very hard to do an atifa on a talis katan. That's also a discussion. How do you do an atifa? But whatever it is, it's not easy to do an atifa on a talis katan. So that's why many people who wear a talis katan will not say a bracha on a talis katan because they're machmer for this marach or zeruah. So that's the shaila. Let's say the husband is in the Beis Medrash, and the wife is at tzadikas, and she wants the light right away at shkia. At Tzeisa Kecham, she doesn't want to wait till her husband comes home. So the din is that the husband is yotze with the wife's hadlaka. The Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim always used to run home in order to be madlik ner Chanukah. Amar Abzeira says on Chav Gimel Amin Alf Meiresh, when I was single, ki havina beirav, when I learned in the yeshiva, he says he used to be madlik. Then when he got married, ishta madlaka solov, so shine. So his wife lights for him is no problem. So it means he wasn't home when his wife lit. So does he have to say, so he didn't hear any of the brachas. So does he have to say birchas haraya when he sees someone else's menorah? Or do you say no? They were never misakin birchas haraya. Birchas haraya was only instituted for one who's not mechuyev in hadlaka. One is mechuyev in hadlaka, they never misakin birchas haraya. So that's the shaila. Let's say ishta madlaka solov b'toch habayis, should he say birchas haroya? So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should try to be present when someone is. You shouldn't say birchas haroya. Nisafik brachas lahakil. But you should try to be present when someone is lighting his menorah and saying the brachas. So you'll be yaitzim misafik. Maybe you're mechuyev in birchas haroya. You'll be yaitzim with the brachas of shas and nisim and shechion.
So what does it mean ner ish besa? That the person doesn't have a house or doesn't have family members living in the house?
What do you mean? What does it mean ner ish besa?
Yeah.
The whole household is yotze with one hadlaka, with one menorah. One candle for the whole family. Yishud Beisa is yotze. There's another din that you only yotze hadlaka babayis. That word, ner Yishud Beisa, means household, family. And then the Shulchan Aruch, they have another rule that you can only be yotze hadlaka as ner is Chanukah if you're madlik b'beiso. That means in your home where you live. That does mean the family. It means two different words.
Delos and mezuzah.
Okay. But it should be the delos and mezuzah of the home where I live, not someone else's home. I can't visit you and be madlik there as Chanukah. I have to be madlik in my bias. So that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, because in the machlekes of hishtamad lekas olav, he should try to be mahara to listen to the brachas from someone who's lighting now.
But what about the case if you're walking home and you're going to light later, but still some Mishnah would hold still, even if you're going to light later, tells us in the sukkah that even if you're going to light later, so still you make a brachas arayat?
Yeah, because they hold that you gain nothing by saving your brachas shasnisim shachyan until you're going to be mavik, then it's also going to be b'teres roya. The Masechah Sefer even says he say it after the Hadlok, after Aneris Halalu. We don't follow that. We follow the Ramah, but they still hold that. They say even within the Ramah, it's still Teres Brichas HaRayah.
So should you try to hear it before you even walk home, so you don't even see?
If you hear before, then you don't say.
You can't make a bracha.
Then it's a shayla you shouldn't say later. Yeah.
So
our practice is if he plans to light later, Balayla, so he doesn't say Brichas HaRayah. Soloveitchik said that his father, when he would go home from Erev, he would look down. He would try not to see anyone else's menorah, because it's a machlek sarishani, what he's saying. Okay. I guess his wife was holding his arm. So he was holding his arm. Someone was holding his arm. Otherwise he's going to fall. Yeah, it's not recommended for everybody. Then the Gemara has a shaila. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokos ha-menorah? Should we say hadlokos ha-mitzvah? Or should we say Hanacha Oisem Mitzvah? That's on Chob Beis Amin Beis. We paskan Halacha L'maisa Hadlaka Oisem Mitzvah. Yeah, what's the issue over here? L'may Nafkemina, whether Hadlaka Oisem Mitzvah or Hanacha Oisem Mitzvah? So the Gemara says the Nafkemina is, what if a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan lights the Ner Chanukah? So they're not Mechuyiv. That's a Katan Shaloi Yagil Achinach. So a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan is going to light. So they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of hadlokas neres chanukah. So mishen mechuyev b'davar and emotzei sarabim v'dechei vasim. So I can't, if hadlokah is a mitzvah, if the kima mitzvah is with hadlokah, so the cheresh shot v'katan gonna do hadlokah for me, I'm not yet. But if the dun would have been hanacha is a mitzvah, so the cheresh shot v'katan lights it, I'll pick it up and I'll put it down and I'll be yotze because I did the hanacha. So the Gemara comes to the maskana on the top of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, we paskin hadlokah is a mitzvah. So therefore, the fichach hashta the amin hadlaka is a mitzvah. Therefore, like a cheresh shaita v'katan lo yasa v'lo klum. Even if I pick it up and I put it down, Taisus points out over here on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Even if one would have adopted the position that hanocha is a mitzvah, if the cheresh shaita v'katan light it, I can pick it up and put it down because that's the mitzvah. But that's only if the cheresh shaita v'katan understand that they're lighting it l'shem ner chanukah. So I do a hanocha on a cheftza v'ner chanukah. Let's say someone bench licht v'shabbos. They have a candle that burns for 7 days. So they bench licht on erev Shabbos with this candle. And on Matzoy Shabbos, they're going to pick up the candle that was lit l'shem Shabbos and they're going to put it down l'shem ner chanukah. So Taisa said that's out of the question. Even if you hold Hanacha is a mitzvah, you're not yotzei, because everyone agrees to this point. The creation of the Cheftz of Ner Chanukah has to be Ayideh Hadlokke, the Shem Ner Chanukah. So when the Gemara says the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan can't be mitzvah me, if Hadlokke is a mitzvah, they can't be mitzvah me. But they are B'nei Hachi of Kavanah. If the Katan, the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan, have to understand that they're lighting the Shem Ner Chanukah, so that creates the Cheftz of Ner Chanukah. So then if I pick it up and I put it down, I'll be yotz. What if the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan don't understand the Chlal what they're doing? They never heard of Chanukah, they don't know that it's a mitzvah of lighting Neres Chanukah. So if they're going to light it, then I'll pick it up and put it down, even if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, you still won't be yotz. The creation of the Cheftz of the Ner Chanukah, Tosfos proves it in the Gemara. The creation of the Cheftz of the Ner Chanukah has to be Ayidei Hadlokah L'Shem Ner Chanukah. So now there's a detail machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What if someone lit a Ner Chanukah on Friday afternoon and it burns for 48 hours. So he lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. So now Matzoy Shabbos, he wants to pick it up if you hold Hanukkah. We paskan Hadlokah is a mitzvah. So you have to blow it out after Havdalah and you have to light it again l'shem Ner Chanukah. What if the din would have been Hanukkah is a mitzvah? Would it be sufficient to pick it up and put it down? Because the cheftz of the Ner Chanukah was created by the fact that I did the Hadlokah on Erev Shabbos l'shem Ner Chanukah. And maybe I should say, yesterday's Ner Chanukah is like a Ner Shabbos. That doesn't count. Every night's Ner Chanukah is a different Cheftz of a Ner Chanukah. So the fact that this was lit for yesterday's Ner Chanukah cannot be Oyla for today. So there is no Chepta, it isn't even called a Chepta of an Er Chanukah for Laila Hash Leil Sheni. It's a Chepta of an Er Chanukah for Leil Rishon. It's not a Chepta of an Er Chanukah for Leil Sheni. So that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How far do you go with this? That's why Rabbi Kivegra on Shulchan Aruch quotes an interesting Machlokes and Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos in two different Mesichtas, Sukkah and Shabbos, has a Machlokes. In the following case, let's say someone lights an Er Chanukah L'mayla Me'asar Mamas. So the Gemara says you're not Yotze because there's not enough Pirsuminis. L'sholta Be'enim. Most of the people are not going. A lot of people are not going to look up so high, so you don't have sufficient Pirsuminis. So what if someone lit this menorah L'mayla Me'asar Mamas, and then the rabbi tells me he's not Yotze, so he's going to take the menorah and put it lower? Is that sufficient, or does he have to blow out the candle and light it again L'shem Er Chanukah? So Tosfos in one place writes, well, we paskan hadloka is a mitzvah. So the hadloka was when it was so high, he's going to take it and put it lower. That's hanocha. So hanocha is not, you're not yetzi. You need a hadloka lamata. So the reason why you're not yetzi, if just, if hidlika lamata meser mama, then hidlika lamata meser mama, is because we paskan hadloka is a mitzvah. If one would have assumed hanocha is a mitzvah, then you would have been yetzi. Because the cheft, when you lit it lamata meser mama, it had a shame, cheft of Ner Chanukah. He lit it l'shem Ner Chanukah. It's insufficient for Sumi Nisa because lo shalta bena, but it did have a shem Ner Chanukah. The other Tosfos says no. Even if one would have assumed that hanocha is a mitzvah, would also be no good. Why? Because you light it l'mala meser mamo. That's not called an Ner Chanukah at all. Since there's no lo shalta bena, there's no Pirsumi Nisa there, so it doesn't have a shem Ner Chanukah at all. So it's an interesting machlok is 2 days in Tosfos, which Rabbi Kivega quotes on the Shulchan Aruch. In the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, if one lights in their Chanukah l'malam es mamas, so it lacks b'sumi nisa, because it's lo shalta be'ena, doesn't mean that it doesn't have a shem cheftz of their Chanukah at all. No, it has a shem cheftz of their Chanukah, just that it's not enough for you to be yotze, because there's a similar machlokes in Sukkah. The Gemara says the same din applies to Sukkah, where the schach is l'malam es mamas. So the din is that you're not yotze. So is the din Sukkah with his chachas l'malam es mam? It's a kosher sukkah. It just, you can't be yotze the mitzvah. It's a perfectly wonderful sukkah. You only yotze the mitzvah sukkah l'man yed derasechem if when you sit in the sukkah you can see the schach easily, and by seeing the schach you will reminisce about the fact kibba sukkah so shavtez b'nei Yisrael l'man yed derasechem while sitting in sukkah. So the sukkah is perfect. Let's say I have a sukkah and I sit chutz l'sukkah. So what does it help? I have a kosher sukkah. I'm not yotze the mitzvah unless I sit in the sukkah. So if I have a sukkah, beautiful kosher sukkah, the schach is l'mayla meser mamas, a kosher sukkah. The only thing is, I'm not sitting in the sukkah in a way that I can easily see the schach and reminisce. So is the vort that a schach l'mayla meser mamas is a kosher sukkah, the kosher schach just that I'm not yotze the mitzvah. It's like sitting chutz l'sukkah. And he's saying, no. Schach l'mayla meser mamas is like schach pasul. So that's a major machlekes of Rishonim in the first parak in Sukkah. It seems to be parallel to the machlekes over here by Ner Chanukah l'mayla meser mamas, where it doesn't have a shem Ner Chanukah at all. The nafkamina is, what if I have schach, if I have, let's say, branches that are mechuber, l'mayla, I build a sukkah under a tree, but I put schach on the sukkah, schach kosher on the sukkah. So we are machmer and Shulchan Aruch. There's a big machlek of Hashem. So we are machmer. All of the schach that's directly below the branches that are mechuber, which is schach pasul, or let's say not mechuber, I have a fire escape above and it's metal, and metal is not gidule karka. So all of the schach that's directly below the metal, schach pasul, is no good. So what if I have two layers of schach? I have one layer of schach lemaile meser mama, and in the same sukkah I have schach lemata meser mama. You say, hey, that's schach pasul. So the whole schach on the bottom is no good. We say, no, it's not schach posel, it's a kosher schach. It's just, your yeshiva, it's a lack of your yeshiva sukkah. You're not sitting in a fashion that you'd be able to see the schach and reminisce easily about l'man yedid derasechem. But the schach is schach kosher. So that's a mufurish and machlekes, Tosfos, Rashi, the Rosh, in the first parak in Sukkah.
Rabbi, I would say that it's also from the lashon of machlekes b'shamay b'shillel, that in Kenai Sanoeg, lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamach. They weren't talking about the sukkah, they're talking about the kiyam, the mitzvah.
Yeah, they're talking about a different case. No, they're talking, he's sitting in Rosh HaVerub in the sukkah and the food is out of the sukkah. So the sukkah is kosher there. Just that the Shulchan of the Sar Chabayi said that's a lack of kiyam on mitzvah. The sukkah is kosher. But here, he was talking about the schach l'mala meser mama, that's a machlekes, whether that's a lack of the sukkah is not kosher. Oh no, the sukkah is kosher. It's like sitting chutz l'sukkah. You're not sitting in a way that you'd be able to easily notice the schach and reminisce about l'man yeder derech sefer.
Can you consider kibbutz blue above candles?
What do you say? Probably also kippah. Yeah, I put it in a situation where there's no pisum in it. That's the same as kippah, probably. In the Beis Hamikdash, from the Rambam, it would appear that the mitzvah was hanocha. That's why the Beis Halevi points out, where did the Gemara get this wild idea? Should be hanocha is a mitzvah. The maskana finally is hadlocha is a mitzvah. Where did they have a half a minute to think hanocha is a mitzvah? What kind of funny? So he says, because in the Beis Hamikdash, the din was hanocha is a mitzvah. How do you know? Because the Rambam writes a psachidish. The Rabbit says he never heard of it. The Rambam writes a chiddush that hadlocha is kosher bizarre. The Gemara says in Yuma that Azara Kor of Yuma, if a non kohen does hakrovas hakorbanos, he's chay misa b'day shamayim. So the Gemara says that pasuk is misa b'day shamayim. Azara Kor of Yuma is very limited, only applies to very few avodas. So the Gemara says, what about hadlocha haminoira? If a zar will be madlik the menorah, will it be chay misa b'day shamayim? The Gemara says no, hadlocha lava avodah. So what does that mean? But the rabbi says, it's not an avodah that you chay misa b'day shamayim for. It is an avodah, you need a kohen. You can't have a zar do the hadlaka. But it's not lab avodah, it's not from the avodah that you chay misa b'day shamayim. And the Rambam learns, lab avodah, it's not an avodah, the hadlaka is kosher bizar. The only thing is, a zar is not allowed to walk into the heichal. He can't walk anywhere near the heichal. So he can't do the hadlaka b'bifnim. So the Rambam says, no problem. If you'll have someone who will carry out the menorah from the heichal to the chotzer, to the Ezra's Yisrael, the Kohanim don't allow the Yisraelim to walk in the inner parts of the Azor. So someone will bring the menorah in from the Heichal. I'm sugar. Crazy question. I'll take the menorah from the Heichal out. Once the Melchabed, the chief rabbi, or the Rosh HaMemshalah, some Meshugana. So he brings it all the way out that he should light the menorah, the Zar should light the menorah in the Azor, where the Yisraelim are allowed to go. And then the Kohen will carry it back and put it into the Heichal, so we'll all be out to the mitzvah. What do you mean? But the hadlaka was in a makom that you're not yotze. You're only yotze nearest hamenorah if it's in the heichal, not if it's in the azor. The answer is in the Beis Hamikdash hanocha is a mitzvah. That's what you see from the Rambam. Rambam holds hanocha is a mitzvah. So that's why the Beis Halevi said. That's why the Gemara had a half a minute to discuss the possibility that maybe hanocha is a mitzvah by nearest chanukah because they instituted it zecher the nearest of the Beis Hamikdash.
That makes sense. According to the Yeshiva, that it burned for 8 straight days and never went up, that it didn't have to relight it.
Could be. The problem is, though, that the Gemara says in Menaches, when the Kohen comes into the Beis Hamikdash every morning and he sees what's doing, so it says that if some of the candles are still burning, he should put them all out and clean it out. You have to have Hatovas on there every day, then fill it up again, and then light it again at night. So that's a stomach problem. How did they allow the menorah to burn 8 days straight? They were only yotze the first night's hadlaka. Miracle hein, miracle mark. But they weren't yotze the mitzvah in the next 7 days. So maybe they weren't. Maybe they weren't yotze the mitzvah in the next 7 days. The halacha says he's supposed to blow out the candles, take out all the oil, put in new oil. You can't use the same oil. It's considered deshen. You have to take out all the oil and put in new oil and then do a new hadlaka at night. Even if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, you got to do separate for every day. So that's a pella. The Achrayim don't really have a satisfactory answer on that. What did it help that there was a miracle that it burned for 8 days? They weren't yet to the mitzvah the last 7 days. Maybe they weren't. They had no choice. They had only Shem and Tommy. So they weren't. Yeah.
Why does he say that they put one end of the oil every night? So then every night they would.
If you accept that suggestion of the Beis Yosef, then okay. But if you should assume that it burns straight, there's a medrash that says like that, that it burns straight. Not like the Beis Yosef. The medrash that says it burns straight. So if you assume it burns straight, so then you have a problem. How were they yotze the mitzvah? So they quote Rav Chaim was bothered with that kasha, and others, the Sfasemis was bothered with the kasha. Chassidish Rebbe, they're all working on that kasha. In this discussion of the Gemara, whether hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah, so the Gemara has a question. The Gemara quotes a braisa. What if hidlik mebifnim, he lights the menorah inside, then he picks it up and he takes it and he puts it on Pesach, Beisim and Bechut, so it says in the braisa that you're not yotze. So the Gemara says, why are you not yotze? Obviously, hadlaka oisa mitzvah. So since he did the hadlaka mibifnim, so you're not yotze. If the din would have been hanacha oisa mitzvah, you would have been yotze. The Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Even if one should assume that hanacha oisa mitzvah, you're not yotze, because if you're going to walk around with the menorah, haroya oimer, tzorche hu da adlaka. The onlooker will get the impression that this is not a menorah shel mitzvah, zecher l'neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the lantern that the fellow uses, v'arai, that he's walking around. Or the Gemara has in Shulchan Aruch, they have another possible nafkemina. A person lights a ner Chanukah and he's holding on to the ner Chanukah for half an hour. He never did a hanocha. Usually say hanocha is a mitzvah, is a kula. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, makes chumris. And hanocha is a mitzvah, you make it, as long as even though the hadlaka was a psul. See, they have the shayla fakir. A person lights a ner Chanukah and he holds it like this, the whole half hour. See, if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, you should say he's yaitzit, he did the hadlaka. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, he never did a hanocha, so he's not yaitzit. So then the Gemara says, no, even if you should hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, that's how we paskin. The fact that someone's holding on to an menorah, that for sure is not yaitzit. That looks like a personal lantern that he lit for his own purposes. There's no pisaminis over there. So the havamin of the Gemara, the Gemara had a havamin to say, hidlikan libifnim hotzia lachutz lo yotzo. The final explanation given by the Gemara was because haraya aima letzorchu hudi adlaka. Whenever you move the menorah from one place to the other, that passes the whole mitzvah. That's like kippah. Because when you move it, people, the onlooker will think that it's a lantern that he's using for illumination purposes. They won't realize that that's l'shem narchanika. Otherwise, what's he moving it for? So you should never move the menorah. You should always light the menorah in the location where you're going to leave it. You shouldn't move someone else's menorah. So what did the Gemara think in the Havamina though? Hidlika b'mifnim hatzia lachutz lo yotze, because b'shas hadlaka he wasn't yotze, and hadlaka is a mitzvah. Why was he not yotze b'shas hadlaka? But the Braisa says he's supposed to light up Pesach b'esa mibachutz, but then the Braisa says that b'shas hasakone, if you're afraid the goyim are going to make a pogrom, so it says v'nicha shulchan v'dayo, you light the nearest chanukah in your home on the table, and you're yotze with less pisumi nisa. The chatchili should have maximum pisumi nisa, and to light up Pesach b'esa mibachutz. And if you light it al shulchan b'diavad, you yotze with less pisum in nisa. So how did the Gemara think in the Havamina that you're not yotze because hadlaka is a mitzvah, and he did the hadlaka mibifnim? So what? Hadlaka mibifnim is good. So the Sfasemis points out it would appear from the Gemara's Havamina that they understood pshat and the brisa b'shas hasakona menicha al shulchan b'dayo means that you're not yotze anything. Menicha shulchan v'dayo, we always say a bracha. We light Neres Chanukah in the house and we say a bracha. The Gemara's Havamina was that Menicha shulchan v'dayo means a zecher to Ner Chanukah. And you ain't yotze anything with that. You should make a zecher that there used to be a mitzvah Ner Chanukah, and under the circumstances, because b'shas ha-sakana, the goyim will make a pogrom, so we can't fulfill the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Not you fulfill the mitzvah Ner Chanukah with less pirsumi nisa. You don't fulfill, period. So the Gemara's Havamina was that b'shas ha-sakana menicha shulchan v'dayo means that you're not yotze the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. Only a mitzvah if you have pisumi nisa on the outside. Once the Gemara comes to the answer that that's not the reason why, the real reason why hidlika b'bifnim hatzia lachutz is not yotze, it's not because hadlaka is a mitzvah. No, the hadlaka was behechsher. If hidlika b'bifnim and you leave it there, you would be yotze. It's a different reason because haraya amar letzorchu hudi adlaka is walking around. So people will think that it's not the Shem Pirsumi Nisa. So once you get to the answer, then you can go back to the Pashup Shat in the Braisa, the B'shas HaSakana. Nicha Shulchan V'dayo means that you yotze the mitzvah with less Pirsumi Nisa.
Why do you have to say with the Sfasemis? Why can't you just say that when it was in the B'shas HaSakana, so the Takana was to do it outside? Later on, when it was B'shas HaSakana, so Chazal made a new Takana to light the Fnin. If you can light outside and you're taka taking it outside, so if you light bifnim, you're not yotze.
Oh, so then it's a big problem for all of us. The Sfasemis had the same problem. He lived in Europe in a Jewish section of the city where no one would bother them. So no one lived outside. They all lived inside. There was no shas hasakana. So it comes out that you're not yotze. So he didn't want to say that. That was against the common practice. So he says no. Once you get to the Maskana Sagamara, so even if you could have lit it outside and you light it inside, you have less Pesumi Nisa, but you have it with less Pesumi Nisa.
Well, you could say that once, from the Sfasemis' time, they were already made a second Takana. Meaning they were Masakin that you could also be Madlik Bifnim Mishasa Sakana. So now, even once they were Masakin that, so now there's a new type of Adlaka to be Yotze.
Even if you live at a time, okay. Fine. Okay. Okay. Then you say? The Mechaba quotes a Chumre, which does not appear in the Gemara. This is quoted from the Shiltas.
So, really, he wouldn't. Oh, that Maskani said it was fine. Okay. Even this wasn't.
The Mechaba quotes a Chumra from the Shiltas that we don't have in the Gemara. That the leftover oil, this is the last sif in Tafrei Shain Zayin, the leftover oil after the 8 days of Chanukah are over remains hooked to the Mitzvah. That's Chiddush number one. The Pashto says that it should not be. It should be like an Esrig after Sukkot is over. It's a Tashmishe Mitzvah after the Zman HaMitzvah is up is Nizrokim. Only Tashmish Kedusha Nignos. So the Chiddush number one is that the Shiltas quotes Keilo Abraisa. We don't have the Abraisa in the Gemara in the Masechta Sofrim. He quotes as if it were from Abraisa that we treat the Moshe Shemesh Abiner like a Tashmish Kedusha. Then he has, but the whole thing is only Midirabbanan. In our Torah, there is no Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. The Chor, the whole hook to the Mitzvah is only Midirabbanan. So then he says, and even if by accident the shemen of the Ner Chanukah that's left over after the 8 days of Chanukah gets mixed in, nisarev, in regular shemen, by mistake someone poured it back into the big bottle, and then they started to scream, "Why'd you pour it back? This is hooked to the mitzvah side." So now you don't have shishim in the big bottle of oil, so it's not buckle. You have to have shishim that it should be buckle. So the Mechaber says, "Yesh mishom eshein lohaysefal of kedei levatlo." Some say, "Ein levatlo nisim lachatchili." You're not allowed to add on more oil shall heter to make it that it should be batel b'shishim. So the Shach in Yeridaya has a steer in the Mechaber. Shach has a famous kasha that there's a whole literature of terutzim on. Shach frekta kasha, but the Mechaber himself paskins the Siman Tzadik Tes in Yeridaya that the din of ei mevatel nisa l'chatchila, even if the isa fell into heter but you don't have shishim, so you're not allowed to add on to the mevatel, that only applies to an isa deraisa. But on an Issa Derabbanan, the simple reading of the Gemara in Beitz is, if it's an Issa Derabbanan, then it's Mutar L'Hosif Olav for Levatlon. So why does he write over here, someone holds Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is their Issa? No one holds like that. Neres Chanukah is Midirabbanan. So why does he say, V'yesh Mishoyim, Hashem L'Hosif Olav Kedei Levatlo, since it's only Derabbanan, so I should say, Mutar Levatlon L'Issa L'Chatchila, because it fell into Heter, so in order to save the Heter, I should say, it's Mutar to make it Shish. So this is a kasha that the Shach asks in Yeridaya. So the later Achrayim give suggestions. So the Chavos Das has a famous suggestion. He wants to say when the Mechaber writes in Siman Tzadik Tes in Yeridaya that it's muta, if it's only an Issa Derabbanan, it's muta levata lechatchila lehosif olav until you have shishim. That's only if it's macholas asuris osa b'achila muta b'hano. But if the thing is osa b'hano, ner chanukah shemen of ner chanukah is osa b'hano, not just osa b'achila. So if I'm going to be mevatel b'shishim, that itself is a violation of getting hanor. I'm getting hanor because I'm being mevatel b'shishim. The act of bittul will be a violation of getting hanor. That's a harif is diketeret. The question is whether it's correct or not. That's what the Chavos Das writes like that in Yeridaya. But they quote that the Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolius has in his tshuvas in the Beis Ephraim a different teret that's really a mechudish diketeret. But it's really questionable whether it's correct also. He says the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah correct. There's only a mitzvah midirabbanan. But once you perform a mitzvah midirabbanan, has a chalashem mitzvah on the level of their eisa. So the hook to the mitzvah will be their eisa. The chayvus hagavra to fulfill mitzvahs midirabbanan, the obligation to fulfill a mitzvah midirabbanan is only midirabbanan. But once you do the mitzvah midirabbanan, there's a kiyama mitzvah on the level of their eisa. And since it's a kiyum on the level of their isa, so therefore it'll be hooked to the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Hooked to the mitzvah min ha-Torah, so in the mele, it's also levat l'isa l'chatchila. So this is a very questionable answer. To hook to the mitzvah min ha-Torah, even Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this, and he has a long discussion, is it true that all when you do a mitzvah midirabbanan, even though the chayvus ha-gavra is only midirabbanan, but the kiyum is a kiyum der isa. Even if you, so Rabbi Yosef Engel has mar mekayimus, although, so even if one should assume that it's true, the Pashto says, but that should be only during the duration of Chanukah. After Chanukah is over, it should be like an Esrog after Sukkot is over. After the Zman HaMitzvah is up, it's no longer hooked to the Mitzvah. The original Pasuk hooked to the Mitzvah is by Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, you're allowed to get Hanoi from the Sukkot. So here, after Chanukah is over, it should no longer be hooked to the mitzvah. So the Kevinoira writes in Masechet Shabbos that this raisa that's quoted by the Shiltis is considering as if the shemen near Chanukah is treated like a tashmishi kedusha. You treat it like the shemen of Beis Hamikdash. That for sure is not their raisa. That for sure is only with the Rabbanim. So Vaita, you're back again with the kasha. It should be the shach kasha. I should say, since the whole Yisr Hanor after Chanukah is over, is maximum the Rabbanim to treat it like shemen of the Beis Hamikdash. That should be mutar levatal lechatchila. If it fell in, you don't have shishim. I should say that should be mutar levatal lechatchila. Some achronim say that you're not yotzei ner Chanukah unless you put the oil or the candle in a kli. If you don't put it in a kli, then you're not yotzei. Some people don't have a menorah, so they'll melt on the windowsill. They'll melt the bottom of the wax candle and stick it on the windowsill. So no kli, there's no kli. So other achronim say, no, you have to have a kli. Where they get this idea, you have to have a kli. So some of them say that it's dumi the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Beis Hamikdash, you had to do the hadlaka in a menorah. If you don't put it in the menorah, you're just going to have it on the floor or something, you're not, you won't be yotzei. So some say it's dumi the Beis Hamikdash. It could be that it's even, according to this mechaber, that you treat it like tashmishi kedusha. So how did it become tashmishi kedusha? How did the shemen in the menorah become kodesh? So the din is you had to have kiddush kli. By korbanus, behem of the yov, when you make kedusha space, say hareza chatas, hareza oila, hareza shlamah, hareza carbon pesach. So the kedusha speh gives it a kedusha guf lamizbeach. But by menachas and nesachim, by yayin and mincha or the shemen, it has to have kiddush kli. The Gemara learns that from sukkim. You have to be mekadosh in a kli. So it could be that that's another reason why the chachamim said we treat, and that's what the mechaber paskels over here. That's what the shiltas we treat. Then shemen shebnei Chanukah is if it would be kodesh. What do you mean kodesh? You have to have kiddush kli to make something kodesh. So the assumption is you have to put it in a kli. If you never put it in a kli, maybe some would say, as long as the shemen was once in a kli, then I can. Where are you going to pour it? Pour it on the floor. Okay. Pour on the floor. It can't be within 3 tefachim to the floor. Not yet in their Chanukah if it's within 3 tefachim to the floor. You can put it on the windowsill. Okay. So maybe as long as you had the shemen in a bottle, the bottle was a kli, then you pour it on the windowsill, maybe you would be yotzei. Maybe you don't really need that it should be in a kli b'shas hadlaka, maybe you just need that it should have been in a kli before to look as if you were mekadoshim. Okay, the main topic we didn't discuss. What's the makom hadlaka? The din is you have to be madlik b'deisa. So that we darshan every year about that. So I'm not going to speak again about that. Okay? Very good. So when again, what do we make up? The betina is on Monday morning, 10 o'clock. We should talk about Slachas.